Thank you and good morning. The Board of Directors for the Arcata Fire Protection District will hold a meeting on Tuesday, May 19th at the D Street Center in Arcata to discuss an ordinance to be put before voters that would establish a new special tax to raise revenue to fund an increase in staffing for the fire department. The proposed property tax increase would be $96 per year for a single-family residence, and Board Chair Linda Sundberg said in a statement that if passed, the tax would be used to put more firefighters in stations and on the engine companies to bring those engine companies up to industry standards for the city the size of Arcata. The Arcata Fire District has found its resources stretched to the limit with concurrent fire and medical calls in the past few months, and Chief Desmond Cowan said that the hiring of more personnel is the next logical step in the modernization of the department. Arcata police have interviewed several people about the home invasion robbery that left Trevor Harrison dead from a gunshot wound to his chest late Saturday night. Harrison was at the residence on Eastern Avenue when three armed people forced their way into the house. Police suspect there may have been a marijuana transaction taking place, but details are few, and police have received varying levels of cooperation from witnesses and others present at the scene. Arcata police have arrested 28-year-old Kim Steele. She was booked into county jail on a homicide charge, and the search continues for at least two other male suspects. A sheriff's deputy and a CHP officer responded to a report that a woman was selling drugs from her car while parked at the Orleans Market in Orleans on Monday morning. The deputy contacted the woman, identified as 31-year-old Roberta Sue Garrison of Soames Bar, and while speaking with Garrison, claimed to smell the strong odor of marijuana coming from her car. Garrison was detained, and a search of her vehicle turned up a mini-pharmacy, and the deputy confiscated hydrocodone, morphine, Wellbutrin, as well as other narcotics, along with a small amount of heroin, meth, and more than 3 pounds of marijuana. Garrison was arrested and booked for possession and possession for sale. A bill that would establish guidelines for the use of body-worn cameras by law enforcement officers in California has passed two committees in the State Assembly and will soon be heard by the full Assembly. Authored by Assemblymember Shirley Weber of San Diego, AB 66 would provide guidelines about when the cameras could be operated, require notification of those being recorded, and prohibit law enforcement officers from viewing the recorded footage before writing an incident report. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills has expressed concerns about the cost of equipping officers with body-worn cameras, as well as securing and storing the data. Eureka police arrested two women on Tuesday morning after receiving a report of suspicious activity in the 1500 block of 15th Street in Eureka. Police were told that the two women, 25-year-old Marissa Carlson and 30-year-old Janine Griffith, were knocking on doors, peering through fences and windows, and checking gates. The pair approached one house, knocked on the door, and when confronted, stated they were looking for a friend. Police arrived on scene and arrested Carlson for attempted burglary and a probation violation, while Griffith was taken into custody for an outstanding warrant. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The applications were sorted into three categories, must, need, and nice. And then the Citizens Advisory Committee sat down and worked out which applications for funding were the most important and would be presented to the Board of Supervisors. The Board will make the final decision on how the revenue from Measure Z will be spent, but the Advisory Committee made its focus public safety, and Supervisor Virginia Bass said the committee did a lot of work in a short amount of time.
You know, they really sunk their teeth into it, and they, I think, tried to come up with resolutions that worked for a majority of the people and try to be creative. It seems like they really did their best to pare down to what could be termed the essentials of providing, you know, some real needs in the community. So I think they did a great job. It'll be interesting when the board actually discusses it. I think we need to give the committee a lot of credit.
Bass said that the board was in a unique position when it came to selecting the committee, being in on the ground floor for the selection of the members.
This is one that the process started with a discussion about the item going to the vote and then what we're going to do. And so there's tremendous buy-in deciding how we were going to, you know, have the committee function, who was, what was the makeup. And I think, you know, what we'll do, we'll, this year will pass, and then, you know, you refine the process and you make it better. You learn from, there are going to be some things that aren't perfect.
While police, fire, and the DA's office were the first choices, funding for public works and health and human services comprised the secondary list. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.